How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. How many?
Two.
Okay.
Sweet Potatoes Restaurant on North Trade Street in Winston-Salem is a busy place most nights around dinner time. Bill and Sandra Cox of Clemens, North Carolina, are regulars. Most visits, they get the veggie gumbo with a side of sweet potato cornbread muffins.
They're very tasty and you can taste a little bit of the sweet potatoes.
It's kind of sweet and it's like regular cornbread, too, but it's got the sweet potatoes in it that make it sweeter, so it's very good.
The New York Times says the sweet potato cornbread at Sweet Potatoes Restaurant is tasty, too. In the newspaper's special feature titled The United States of Thanksgiving, it says the restaurant likes to, quote, blend one Southern staple into another, with the result being cornbread laced with a holiday-friendly undercurrent of cinnamon and nutmeg. Stephanie Tyson is the chef and co-owner of Sweet Potatoes Restaurant.
It's always been on the menu. That's the cornbread that we use.
On a rack in the kitchen are rows of baked sweet potatoes ready to be used in cornbread and for sweet potato cornbread stuffing. The cornbread is also used for croutons dropped on top of salads and for a real Southern treat, buttermilk, with a side of sweet potato cornbread to dip or crumble.
I try to use them because they're very versatile, they're fairly inexpensive, and you can do a lot with them. So I try to use them whenever I can, because that's our state vegetable.
In the cooler, Tyson keeps sweet potato cornbread batter ready and waiting at all times.
What's in your sweet potato cornbread?
I like white cornmeal. You don't have to use white cornmeal. But I use white cornmeal, flour, sugar, cinnamon, nutmeg, baking powder, a little bit of salt, oil, and mashed sweet potatoes. Now, the thing is to bake the sweet potatoes. Because if you boil the sweet potatoes, peel and boil them, people do it all the time, you get mushy. All the flavor is in the water.
I don't know about you, but I just learned something. Now moving out of the kitchen and back into the restaurant, where a one-year-old baby boy named Wesley is stuffing his mouth with sweet potato cornbread for the first time.
He's making a mess.
But he's eating it.
Absolutely. He seems to enjoy it quite a bit.
This is the first time Jimmy Turner and his family have eaten at Sweet Potatoes or tried the cornbread.
That's very good. I love sweet potatoes, so that's delicious.
And you're from the South, so you like cornbread, too.
I'm very much from the South. I grew up with collards and cornbread. Absolutely.
The restaurant goes through close to 500 pounds of sweet potatoes a week. Tyson can't tell me how many cornbread muffins she makes in any given week, but on an annual basis, at least 3,000 sweet potato pies come out of her kitchen. Yum.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
We're trying not to eat too much.
Oh, you know what? I actually eat less at Thanksgiving than, you know, cooking. I don't want to eat. I gorge afterwards. And that's where, you know, a week later, I've gained 5 pounds.
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.